How y'all doing? That's all I can say for this podcast and for the festivities that's bestowed upon us. This is podcast 160, yes indeed. And we are going to dive in on Mad Party 10 because it came out for us lovelies. Yes, us lovelies. It came out yesterday, literally. And I forgot to buy Amiibo. We're going to talk about that later. I'm your host, Dark Boo. And we are joined by the full crew. We got the full crew. We got the tea, we got the shade, we got the dust, we got the CLR, and we have everything that's needed to cleanse this game. We're going to take this to a bath, we're going to get this bathed in the oasis. I'm joined by Spider Star You.
Hello, everyone.
I'm joined by SZ as well, Super Zamzy.
Yes, hello.
Well, I am joined, but I'm not going to say because I'm getting tired of that. So...
What was that? It was Courage the Cowardly Dog, but I'm not good at impressions.
And Toadette.
Yo.
And we just going to jump into this Mad Party 10 game because it came out. And we're going to talk about each mode one by one. But we're going to talk about it's, we'll say it's so-called successful. We're going to talk about Mario Party mode. As Mario Party mode, well, if you play Mario Party 9... you're basically up for Mario Party 10 because there's not a slight difference, but there is some notable differences with, like, the Bowser lock, which is serendipitously stupid.
Yeah.
Like, how does everyone feel about that Bowser lock? Like, it kills me that I have to use dice blocks in order to avoid a space because they, like, oh, you can't roll a 5, so I use a 1, 2, 3 all the time. It's ridiculous.
If I had the choice, I wouldn't have it in there at all. But now it's the Bowser locks versus what they had before, where you reach the almost there part, and then Bowser would always automatically put his spaces down.
Oh, he does that too. He does that anyway if you don't unlock the Bowser.
Oh.
Bowser Jr. Oh. Put down his spaces.
Yeah, but Bowser Jr. spaces aren't as bad as Bowser spaces.
Yeah, Bowser spaces, like, up the ante.
Okay, then that changes my mind on this. I was going to say I like this better because sometimes you don't get it, but I'm not sure.
That's what happened when you don't get it.
Are we talking about just Mario Party mode?
We're talking about the Bowser lock before we get to Mario Party mode.
Just Bowser lock, I've only got it once, and it's not as bad as I thought it was, but the problem was it was on the... Haunted Trail or whatever, the ghost ones, so they were, like, all over the place, which was a little annoying, but I haven't had too much of a struggle with it, but from what I've heard, it's really bad, so I can't really speak for anybody else, since it seems that everyone else is in a general consensus that's annoying.
I don't know, I kind of like it. It adds, like, a sense of, like, panic to the game, you know, and you gotta, like, roll more strategically. But I've only unlocked it once, and then this other time, like, the computer unlocked it on purpose or something like that. It was really really stupid, but funny at the same time.
For me, for the Bowser lock, I actually don't like it. I think it's kind of silly. I kind of wish there was an option to turn it off, because I just think it's so annoying that, it wouldn't be annoying in itself, but it's the fact that the person who activates it loses half their mini stars. So, like... that, to me, is really aggravating and very just annoying overall, but, you know. I gotta admit, though, just, like, kind of what Toadette said, you know, it does add, like, a sense of panic. So, like, that is an interesting feature, so.
And now we're going to jump into just the main debacle of the game, We're going to talk about each board one by one real quick. Mushroom Park. Mushroom Park, to me, is very linear and straightforward. It's like a practice stage for the upcoming BS, which if it comes on later. And one thing I can say is that when did I activate that Bowser thing? Well, I didn't activate it. The computer did, but it happened like in the mid part of it. And I like all the lucky events. I actually like that it's very interactive compared to the other, well, other stations they interacted too. But I like the one with the, because my mom landed on the one with the Bullet Bill. The Bullet Bill coaster, she landed on that one and still, like, practically got every mini star that was there. Computer had landed on the Wiggler before when I was just playing by myself, and I suck at collecting the mini stars. Because you, because
I like the Wiggler one. It's simple.
But my thing, I'm in the back, so you don't jump like according to the mini star, because the people in front are gonna grab them. So when I jump like I'm getting a certain mini star, but computers get them, so I miss them. And then we got the one with the boat. The one with the boat is for everyone, because if you have a computer that suck, you basically got all the mini stars. I got like 15, just by doing that myself. And I like to. It's just a lot of places where you can get mini stars. You can't lose mini stars to me. There's no way you can lose mini stars. So it's very simple. It's nothing drastic like the later ones. What are your opinions on these? On the first stage, Mushroom Park.
Mushroom Park looks really cool, like, visually. Playing-wise, it was actually a little stale. It's not bad, it's just a little too simple, and nothing really happens negatively. One thing I did like, though, was I did get on the Wiggler coaster, and it is, I like the coast, like, the idea with all these amusement park rides and stuff, but at the same time, most of them are just by happening spaces, or whatever the term is in this game, lucky spaces, I don't know. But event spaces, I think, actually. But most of them are just by event, so, and a lot of times it's just a single space, so you're lucky if you get it at all. So it's okay, it's just a little lackluster when you actually play it, especially if you have bad luck.
I agree with Soul. It is kind of lackluster, in my opinion. And you see, I hate that I'm being negative at the beginning, because ultimately, I've been having a great time with this game, but I'll just skip ahead and say the positive things. Like, for me, the positive things about Mushroom Park are definitely the boss battles. They are so much fun. Mega Goomba, Petey Piranha is... I love Petey Piranha the most, alright? Petey Piranha is the most fun. Mega Goomba is awesome, too, so, you know... I gotta admit, you know, even however you feel about this board, you gotta admit the boss battles are really solid and on point.
Wait, I'm just gonna say the Goomba one wasn't on point. I didn't like that one at all. It was so boring.
That one's really slow.
The Petey Piranha one's fun. I like that one, but the Mega Goomba one is not that good.
All right. Before Soul so rudely interrupted me. I liked how it looked, but when I played it, all the computers except for me kept going to that backspace and going past that point where it gave you like 10 mini stars. So I was like 10, 10, 10. And then the like when the last computer did it, they finally rolled far enough to get away from the backspace, so I didn't even get to get any.
Well, that's what I did, and then the computers copied me and did the exact same thing.
I ended up getting the 10 that you get automatically from reaching the end of the level, though, so that wasn't so bad. But I just kind of found that funny.
Yeah, I'm glad that the computers are smart enough to do things like that on their own. I can't remember if Mario Party 9, they also were that smart.
I remember that happened before in Mario Party 9.
Mushroom Park. I actually thought this was going to be really, really bland, and I don't think so anymore, but it's still a little basic. I mean, I think with this game, unlike any of the other games in the series... there's like really, really interesting and sometimes weird camera angles, so everything feels different because it's always changing and you're always seeing it from a different perspective. So I guess that's what makes it interesting. But if it was like a standard Mario Party, like face, not face down, but like from up top, a fixed camera, then this one would probably be really boring. Yep.
And now, due to the time constraints, because I don't want it to take long for each board, we're just going to talk about Mad Party in general. So, overall, so we could clock tea. I'm going to say the stage that I hate, and it is... Which one? Airship Central. I hate that one.
I haven't played that one.
Airship Central kills me softly because... Let's just say, when I get to the second part, all hell break loose. Either Bowser get out the cage, or we land on one of the things where we blow and lose half a mini stars. I mean, every time, and then after, me and my mom was playing, tell me why this board map took 50 minutes. 50 minutes. I don't know how. It says 30 minutes. It took 50. We play about 30 mini games, 32 give or take, and that's counting bouts. If I count about boss battles and mini boss, it'll be about 32, 33, 34, give or take. Oh my god, computers! Listen here, let's clock tea on computers. These computers are slick on what they do. Why are you landing on this back? I swear to the heavens. They land on backspace. We land on backspace a total of 9 times. That's why I wish they had the spaces thing, like the tally, so you could actually see what's going on. Because we land on backspace so many times. And then after, I needed more than a 1. More than a 1. We was on a Bowser space, and then it was back, and then it was the end. I needed more than a 1. And tell me why I rolled a 1 and lost half a mini stars. And then we go back again and again and again and again. I'm like, oh my god, I can't take this game no more. I can't take it. And then after we get to the end with the other backspace, we land on that constantly. I was like, kill me. Deliver me. Do something. Adore me. Because I'm getting tired. That's the one I hate with a passion. Oh, no. No, 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 no. I hate that one, too. Chaos.
Chaos Castle, I think
Chaos
it's called.
Freaking Castle.
Oh. There's freaking in the middle.
Oh, gotcha. The ending is ridiculous. There's no reason I need to roll a 2 or 5 to be safe. Meanwhile, if I roll a 1, 3, 4, 6, I'm gonna get burned. It did not make sense. I need a 2 or 5. You know the chances of that, dude. You know the probability of that. And I only had a 0, 1 block and a 1, 2, 3. It was ridiculous. I'm like, nobody, it's no way I'm going to survive. And computers, they survive with ease. Oh my goodness, I can't stand the game. I can't stand that stage because I'm like, it is chaos already. There's no way for you to win. There's no way for you to just get past there. Oh my goodness, I can't take it. I can't take it because it kills me. It kills me softly. I don't know how does anyone feel? Just dive in, clock tea, throw shade, do anything you want.
I will go a little bit more positive on this because I actually, yesterday, I had to do a bunch of Mario Party 9 recording. So uh-oh. I played through basically all of Mario Party 9 yesterday.
Ew.
After I bought Mario Party 10. So when I went, and I only had time to play through Mushroom Park Mario Party mode. That's all I've played so far. So I can't talk about the rest. But for what I played, I was very, very happy to see that, A, things were so much faster. There was no useless text or someone always talking and repeating the same thing. You could press A to make things go faster.
Mm-hmm, way fast.
Yeah, I was very, very happy. Like, I was actually enjoying myself when I was playing. Because when I was playing 9, I was just getting, like, frustrated at every corner. But, I don't know. I just had a good time playing this one. I like the little changes, like the item. It's not really an item shop, but it's an item stop for everyone, or dice block stop. And then you have the steel space, which, I mean, if you're going to lose half your mini stars, at least it's actually going somewhere or to someone.
I don't know. I think it's worse because then you just get mad at whoever stole it.
And it's at the end. My thing, well, they have some at the beginning, but that space is at the end, and it's like, once that happened, wah, wah.
Yeah.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, so overall, I'm really happy with how it's turning out. I have to play the other four ports, though, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You go ahead, Tony.
Well, I haven't played for all of them yet. Right now, I'm actually playing for Airship Central. So I haven't finished that one yet, and I haven't played Chaos Castle yet. I'm just going through them in order. But so far, my least favorite one so far is probably the Boo one, because there's just so much bullshit that can happen. Like I got the Boo, I unlocked the Bowser on that one. I got a Bowser space, and then I actually like managed to take back the lead near the end, and but then Toad landed on a steel space and stole half of my mini stars, and like he went from 50 to like 80 in one thing. And it was just, even though I won all the boss battles, I just, yeah. Also, I just unlocked Bowser in Airship Central.
Oh, are you the one who set him off?
Yeah, I set him off, but I'm so in the lead that even if he steals half of my stars, I'm still winning.
Okay. For me, I played Mario Party 10 all day yesterday, let's be real. When I got Mario Party 10, I wasn't able to get the one with the amiibo, so sad, very, very sad day. But, you know, still I got Mario Party 10, very early in the day, but I got home like around 1 o'clock, so I literally, 1 p.m., around 1 p.m., and through the whole day to 1 a.m., I was playing Mario Party 10. So,
ew.
I played Mario Party 10 almost the whole day. All right,
I played
friends
maybe
coming,
2 hours.
Going. Oh, you played 2 hours?
Yeah, yesterday. Maybe played an hour today, but gosh. That's
you guys
like
really
hours.
Went... Guess what, though? I played through almost the whole game. All right? I played through every Bowser Party mode. I played through all the Mario Party ones. I think maybe the only one I didn't really play was Chaos Castle. I think that's what it's called. I didn't play through that one. On Mario Party mode, but I've done everything else, and then Amiibo Party, I've done it with all the Amiibos I have. Mario, Luigi, Peach, Rosalina, DK, and Yoshi. I don't have Wario, and I don't have the Toad Amiibo. They didn't have it at GameStop.
Oh, I wanted to buy a Toad, too, but they ran out. They had, like, all the other ones, too. They had all the other ones, too. My GameStop had more Toon Links and Mega Men than Mario's. And they didn't have any Toads.
I ordered my Toad online, and it says it hasn't shipped yet, and it gets me that's getting me nervous, because I'm thinking, it still says it's open, which means it hasn't shipped, so I'm nervous that I'm not going to be getting it at all, and they just haven't canceled it yet. I really want him. I have all the other amiibo that we can use currently. We can't, of course, use Wario, so we don't know how that one works. Oh, and I don't have Bowser. But...
I have 5 of the Mario amiibos on Amazon pre-ordered, and they're supposed to be here on Monday, and I don't know what I was going to do with Mario, but I went to the store, and they actually had more bundles than the actual game, so I picked up a Mario bundle, so I'll have them all.
Yay. That is so disgusting. They had no bundles. They told me that, oh, if you want to get a bundle, you have to pre-order the game. Which I did pre-order it, but I made it for store pickup. They said, oh, there's none available for store pickup. If you just pre-ordered it, we would have sent it to your house. I'm like, yeah, but when they send it to your house, it comes like on Monday. I want it to come today. So I guess I'll just have to deal about my Mario.
What you dealing with GameStop BS?
What?
GameStop BS.
Yes, I was just talking about that.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot to get the amiibo because I was working. And I didn't expect to get off work at 10 and GameStop closed at 9. I'm like, really? But I don't like their pre-ordering system.
Yeah. No shade towards GameStop, though.
Yeah, that's why I never pre-order anything because I like it sucks. I throw shade and tea because I can't stand them. But I have to deal with them. Is that everyone, discussion about Mario Party mode?
Yes.
One thing I can say, the dice blocks are, If you're in first place, they don't give you a slow or double dice block. They don't give you that in the roulette. And also, the roulette is easy to break. The roulette is... I can get anything I want on that roulette.
Oh, please, Boo. No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Not everything.
I believe it.
Because it loops through the same... Like for me, I'm easy to pick up. Like, if I'm looking at something, and if I pick up a pattern, that pattern sticks in my head. It just loops through the same images. So I press it, I just press it whatever I want. Especially if I'm in third, I got
wait,
two slow dice blocks.
What are we talking about?
The dice block space, like the roulette to get a dice block.
Oh, you've already gotten, like, I can't, that goes too fast for me to keep track. I haven't really gotten any.
I can keep track, but it's like I'm always like one off. So if I want a 4, 5, 6 dice block, I get a 1, 2, 3 instead because I'm just like one off.
They pattern it. They always have a 0, 1, 0, 1, 1, 2, 3 slow. And I'm like, okay, I can get a slow. In first place, they don't give you a slow or double. I think third place, they give you a slow or double. In fourth place, it's like all out. Like if you don't get it, you just entirely fail. But I had a double dice block and a slow. And tell me why I had a double dice block. I roll a 6 and a 6. I was like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm moving 12 spaces. And I like that dice block better than the 1 to 10 dice block. I like it way better.
Does that come back?
What come back?
1 through 10?
Oh, no.
No, they have okay. We don't even be hot. I don't think there's any that go over 6 unless you count the double dice block.
Yeah, that's the only one.
How many are there? I think there's 5 dice blocks in normal play. It's like... the standard, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 0 through 1.
Slow,
yeah, and double.
That's 5.
They made a lot of great dice blocks in this game. Like, Amiibo Party has the negative dice block, and I'm so happy.
Amiibo
it's
Party
so amazing.
Is so fun.
I know. Wish I could play. I know. I wish I could play it.
Why did they do it, exclude it to only Amiibo? That's
yeah.
So
why
lame.
Why can't I play as like a little cardboard person?
Also,
$12.99.
I've been a little confused with Amiibo Party because as a person who has all the Amiibo, I don't necessarily know how it works. Like, from what I can tell, is basically you start off with the board. First of all, you have to use your Amiibo for everything, which is extremely annoying. Like, even to roll the dice, you need to use your Amiibo, which makes no sense. But okay.
Oh, I thought that was interesting. It was a cool little thing.
It's annoying to me. Like, at first I was like, oh, it's not that bad. But then I was like, okay, I'm just trying to get moving. Like, stop. But basically, if you want, there's this interesting thing where you can't... I've only played it once, so I don't necessarily know how it works afterwards. But basically, you have to... unless you have another Amiibo in play in that round. So, for instance, I start off with Yoshi to start a game of Amiibo Party. It will have a Yoshi Amiibo, or Yoshi board, but then I think if you register another Amiibo for another player playing that round, so, for instance, a Rosalina one, in the beginning, you can customize which board pieces are going to be in and which one aren't between the two, or I'm assuming 4 if you maximize it, and then... but then you can also, I don't think this one's necessarily affected by which Amiibos you have, but for instance, if you don't have a Rosalina Amiibo and you want to play in the Rosalina board, you kind of can because I was playing as Yoshi and there are these little tokens that'll appear, and yeah. I forgot what it was. And I got a Rosalina one and I could change a part of the board with to a Rosalina part, and I didn't register my Amiibo yet. I don't know how far that goes. If I was able to play the game right now, I could probably check, but I really can't. But it's really Amiibo Party is like my favorite mode, and I think that's terrible that certain people can't play it, because I think it's the best part of Mario Party 10, not counting the mini games.
Well, you know, to be fair, you know, also for the tokens, it only changes a part of the board, so if you want to play like the full Rosalina board, you need the Rosalina Amiibo and so on and so forth. But for Amiibo Party, you know, yeah, Amiibo Party is so much fun. Like, I cannot even really go in fully. I just think it's so fun, like, if you have people over and, like, everyone has their own Amiibo. Like, everyone has to, like, literally, like, crowd around the gamepad with their Amiibos. Because you can't use the Wiimote to roll the dice block. You need to get that Amiibo and, like, get the gamepad. Like, everyone has to, like, be gathered around the gamepad. I think that's so funny. That's how I played it anyway, with fun people. But other than that, Amiibo Party, I think, is a very interesting feature that I really wish they would have went further with. Because, like, at least for now, and I'm pretty sure about this, I'm, like, 98% sure, there's only 10 turns, and that's it.
Yes, so, only 10.
Yeah, so, like...
But it's a small board, so it's not, like, it, I don't find it actually too short, because it is such a small and simple board. If you could do, let's say, a huge board, like, well, the previous Mario Party games, where they had huge boards, but there's a pot, you could do 15 turns, it's not like that, so just for me, turn count isn't an issue.
But my thing is, the game gets good probably, like, at the ninth turn. That's my thing. Like, with the other Mario Party, it wasn't due to how big the board was. It's just that the game got good when it gets down to, like, the ninth turn. You only have 10 turns. And we kind of, yeah. That was my thing. Like, I can't do 10 turns because if the game get good around that fifth turn, I'm going to be mad. Because there's going to be no way for me to catch up. And I'm going to cuss. I'm going to cuss. I haven't played Amiibo Party, by the way, because I forgot to get the Amiibo. And we was right near GameStop.
Boo.
We was right at Home Depot. And I realized to get the game, and it was 8:30. I'm like, there's no way we can make it. They close at 9. GameStop, why the hell you close at 9? You know what, GameStop? I never liked you. I'm sorry. But, everybody... Well, did we talk about Amiibo Party in general, or did we just, like, drift it right onto it?
I mean, I guess we have.
Yeah.
Okay, so we drifted right into that, because that's how we go. That's why it's so smooth that if you were paying attention, unlike me, you will realize that we moved to the next topic. So let's do Bowser Party. Bowser Party, let's just say every time I played as Bowser in Bowser Party, I won. Because the game... Let me rephrase. I won because every time they land on Bowser Jr., they lost half of their hearts. Which was all be... And computers, they kept on using the slow 1-2-3 dice block to roll a 2 to land on a blue... To make sure they land on a blue space and don't land on the spaces ahead. So I'm like, okay. And then the computers, they left me one time in Chaos Castle. They were like 22 spaces ahead, and I rolled that 20. They're 22 spaces ahead, and I rolled a 22. Quarter right to them, I rolled 6-6-6-6-6-4.
Same.
Bowser confirmed for Satan.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Oh, that's.
It felt so good, but I hate that fire. There's some mini. Let's clock the T on the mini games. There's some minigames that are just all Bowser, there's no way you can... If you have little hearts, you're out. And then there's another minigame where it's not even made for Bowser. It's just made for other kitties. The pinball one, I love pinball. I am a pro at pinball. It is so unfair for the other team, the Team Mario. It's so unfair for them.
I haven't played that one.
The spike ball one, I hit it with the flipper. It flies so fast, there's no time to respond. You're just going to get ramshacked if you're in this way. So, that one, I love it because I love pinball. So, which one I hate? The fire breath, it took me a while to... Okay, let's say something here. Don't laugh. Do not laugh. Where is the mic on the gamepad?
I actually couldn't really tell you. Don't laugh.
It's funny. It's right by the home button.
It says, yeah, there's a little thing that says Mike.
Is that Mike?
It says Mike. That's why I
laughed. It's a very tiny dot.
I would give it to you if it didn't say Mike and it was just a little tiny dot. Then I'd be like, oh, that's not funny. But it says Mike. That's why it's funny. So,
what I didn't think a long time.
I was trying to be a nice human being.
But no, okay. That's stupid if I couldn't find it. I'm feeling like a... See, that's about to set me up. I'm about to set a five-letter name.
Don't set a name.
I'm trying not to, because I don't want no edits. I'm trying not to. I'm not going to say it.
We're moving on.
Put in the chat. I don't know what he's talking about.
But that's one of that moment. That's one of that moment.
Update for you guys who were wondering about my game. I won.
Yeah,
I was very close to losing though, because during that second part, because I got hit with the ship, but then luckily Toad got hit with the ship by like three times. So he was like, he's like -20, -10, -5.
Yes, it was the mic and I couldn't find it, and it took me forever. I was just blown into the gamepad. I didn't know where the mic was. I thought it was on the lower left. Oh man, it's quite sad. It's because I had one of the moments. Which one? I hate the bingo one. The bingo one pisses me off because yes, you can always get two computers out fully, but the other two don't get hit. It's like it's split right in half.
I love that one because, I mean, it's actually pretty easy to, like, jip them off. So I usually don't look because I feel like I'm just being cheap. Because, like, it lets, like, if you can tell which one is on the top of the dice, then it'll stop on there, like, once you let go. So, like, if you choose those ones with it's almost all one enemy, and then there's a different one in the center. Like, you're gonna be out. Like, I got an entire blackout on Luigi at one point, and he was like out. It was so funny. Every single one of them was taken, and I started dying. It was so funny.
I haven't played Bowser mode yet. I'm waiting to finish all of the other levels first in regular Mario Party mode, but when I do play it, I'm gonna actually like try not to be Bowser, because I don't know, I want to test my survival skills.
Bowser Party, I think I pretty much talked a lot about Bowser Party already. Like I said, you know, it could be a little bit annoying, but you know, ultimately it's all in good fun, because if you're playing with just a computer, and the computer's Bowser, that's not fun. But I was playing with some friends yesterday, and even though I was getting aggravated because I would die at certain points, because they would purposely go for me only, leaving everyone alone, but ultimately, you know, it was a lot of fun, and you know, it's that type of crazy fun that, and I think Twitter mentioned earlier in the podcast, like, you know, the panic and whatnot, that's what makes it fun, so... Yeah, Bowser Party is fun.
I, again, have only played one Mushroom Park with Bowser Party, and I had a great time, actually. I played as Bowser.
What roles do Bowser play on Mushroom Park? Because in Whimsical Waters, you can, like, tell players which ones are, you know, trick them into choosing the bad ones of the treasure chest that Dragon Eel has, and then you can there are like risk and reward paths that only you can see what the risk one and the reward is, and you try to trick the player. But what does Bowser do in Mushroom Park?
I don't know if this happens on every board, but at the end it makes you pick like one of the enemies and you have to hide a star.
That happens on every board.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay.
Whimsical Waters is better then. I like that one much more.
Yeah, Whimsical Waters, I think out of all the three boards, is the most complex one. Because it's either you're going to pick the right pathway, or you're going to pick the right chest. If you do pick the right chest, or you do pick the right pathways, then there's more of a chance that the team is going to win. But if you pick the wrong pathways, and pick the wrong chest, and you guys will know what I'm talking about if you're playing the game, yeah, you're most likely going to lose. So it's completely luck and based on what you choose, and hopefully you don't get screwed up. Because if you do get screwed up, that's most likely it. Though I admit though, if you do have like if you do get lucky and whatnot, and especially like if you pick from the three enemies at the end and choose the star, if you pick it like in just one shot, then you are extremely lucky. Cause me and other people, we've been able to do that like twice so far. Like it's just automatically just pick the right star, bam, that's it. Don't have to worry about Bowser anymore. And like we all would be like a two hearts, one heart, three hearts, and like oh my gosh.
I'm playing with computers. Tell me why Donkey Kong had 18 hearts.
What? That's possible?
He had 18.
God.
Did you hit him? Did you, like, Oh my god, you must have gotten them once.
I missed them the first time. They land on Lucky. Then they land on plus two hearts. Then they land on Lucky. And then when they got to the Womp, they roll a six.
Oh my gosh.
They roll a six, got three extra hearts. Boom. I didn't catch up to them, even with the reroll, so it was their turn. Lucky. Again. I'm like, really? And then the person landed on back, so they go back. Lucky! I'm like, oh my goodness. Donkey Kong had 18, Peach had 13, because I hit the ones. Donkey Kong 18, Peach 13, Yoshi had like 12, and Luigi had 10. I'm like, I will never win. They land on Bowser Jr., lose half your hearts.
Hate when that happens.
The moment I said I will never win, I said I would not catch up to them because they were far. Bowser Jr. reduced hearts by half. I'm like, the shade of it all.
When I notice a lot when I'm playing as Bowser and other people land on Bowser Jr. What mostly happens is that their heart goes down to one. Their heart meter goes down to one. I don't know if that's happened to you a lot, but it always happens to me.
Half. For me, it's reduced by half all the time. That's only how I won. I like the ending of Chaos Castle, though. Like, where Bowser, you take turns with Bowser rolling the dice block. But I couldn't catch up to Waluigi. But they give you a reroll, too. So when I rolled a 3 and Waluigi rolled a 5, I was so mad. It said reroll. I was like, really? I'm like, it should not be a reroll for that because I'm actually having two turns per one day turns. It's not fair. It's really not fair because we going back and forth, so I feel like I shouldn't be able to reroll. But please,
it's Bowser Party. It's supposed to be not fair. It's supposed to be in Bowser's favor, unless you get really really lucky, like we stated earlier. It's always gonna be in Bowser's favor.
Computers thought they almost won because in Mushroom Park, let's just say they got to the end, they chose the wrong person. They chose the wrong it was Dry Bones. Who was it? Dry Bones? I don't know who it was. The only thing I know I hit it in Dry Bones and they chose Bowser Jr. and it wasn't Bowser Jr. So they got flown all the way back to me and that's when I won. Because the moment they came back to me, what minigame it was? It was the ground pounding one. I still have yet to play on the Bowser Jr. The Bowser minigames. I didn't play the roulette one.
Oh, well, you can go on free play and play it anytime.
I like the roulette one. That one's fun.
And I feel like every time the minigame thing come up, it only chooses a minigame you never played. I feel like that's happened all the time because it was just some point I just knew what minigame it's going to be because I didn't play it yet. And I have yet to play on the minigame. Oh! One more thing. Why did y'all do this? The minigame screen does not tell you how to play the minigame. I felt bamboozled playing some minigames because I didn't know what to do.
Doesn't it show you how to play it, like, in the little, like, loading?
It doesn't show you all the controls. It does not show you all the controls at times. Because sometimes you think you had to turn... Sometimes, like, if you had to use the pad move, it would not tell you that. It would just tell you... One minigame, it was like...
Oh, you mean in Bowser mode.
Oh, both. Mario Party and Bowser mode. Like, they so bland. There's no rules. There's no controls. It's a general gist of the minigame. That's why I'm calling it. General gist of the minigame. Press A to fire. That's all. That's it. For the pipe one with the piranha plant, that's it. Press A to fire. That's it. That's all it said. Press A to fire. You sitting there like, okay. It doesn't tell you the point either. It doesn't tell you the point at the screen. No, it doesn't. No, you're giving it too much satisfaction. Just A to fire. I'm like, what type of rules is that? I'm like, that's ridiculous. That's not rules. I'm like, that's a general gist of the minigame.
It's just like controls. It's not really rules.
And then the paintball one, press two to fire. That's it. Press two to fire. The snake one is like, I'm like, that's one thing I don't like because I felt bamboozled playing. I'm trying to figure out what, People panic. Oh. That don't make sense. That it's actually the person who gets their first win. That don't make sense. It kills me because I thought you needed to have the most health. I got the third. I didn't know it was actually who gets there first. I didn't know it was a race. The rules didn't clarify that it's a race. It said avoid the people. That's all it said. Avoid the people. I didn't know that it was actually a race. It kills me with that because it's that snake block party minigame as well. It's a race. And it does not say that. It would be nice if it said get there first. It does not say get there first. And it kills me because I feel bamboozled. And when I feel bamboozled because someone else, I cuss.
Oh, yeah. I saw your video and like somehow Wario won before you did, even though you clearly passed the vine first.
Exactly, my second place showed up before his first place. That's the thing. I swear, it's in the video. My second place, the thing that displayed what place you in, it came up before his first place. It said boom second and him first.
That doesn't make any sense.
I think my
it's in the video.
I know what you mean. I've seen it. I'm just saying, like, that makes no sense. You went there first, and it's like second. I'm like, I'd be like, what? That's how to turn this game off.
I don't know what the hell happened.
I'm playing the Mecha Koopa game, and I think my Peach is glitching out. Like, she keeps like running to the little like elevated platform, but she's not moving. Like, she's like stuck.
Oh, boy.
It's like Peach, but are you okay?
Peach? I agree with Boo, though, that I think it's not really, I'm not sure if it's a problem. I just think it's like they wanted to make it as simple as possible. They wanted simplicity, if that's even a word, all right? They just wanted everything super simple, so they're like, okay, let's just explain the controls. Hopefully the video that's in there pretty much explains what to do or gives you some idea. I think that's what they decided because... Yeah, I think it's really silly that they don't have advice or, like, rules or anything like that. Like, because, like what Boo said, it could be confusing to some people who don't know, like, oh, this is a race. Like, I originally, when I played the game, even though I made it there first, I thought that to win, you'd have to make it there first and also have the most hearts. I didn't know, like, you know, that stuff. So, I agree with Boo.
I actually had a... Oh, to add on to that, I think it would be better if they... Like, if they kept everything the way it was, and that's fine, but if they had, like, a button that said controls, and you click on that, and then it just, or rules, and it just tells you on a separate page, I mean, once you get it, once you know how to do it, you never have to click that again, and then this is what you always see. It's simple, it's nice, whatever, but, like, the first time, that's important. Because I had one of the first couple of minigames I played was a reverse minigame, and it was the one where you throw a bomb. And you have to try to get a chain reaction.
Oh, God, that one must be hard in reverse.
I haven't played that one yet, but I've seen it.
I was like, okay, what do you do in this game? And then I'm like, okay, now I have to do that in reverse. I'm not sure what I'm doing at all here.
What's reverse?
I figured it out.
Because doesn't it say just press A? Doesn't it say press A to throw a bomb and that's it?
I think something like that. And I was like,
Good thing I watched the video because I knew what to do. And when it was a reverse minigame, the person I was watching, he got one. I was like, how is that possible?
I got a one.
Oh, you got one too? Well, yeah. I think that's actually easier than getting the chain reaction. I think that's probably possible to get one quicker than the chain reaction. Because let's just say Rosalina, she guaranteed to get plus 25. Because at the time she played it, she got more than 25. Practice, she got 18. But real, more than 25, got 28. I'm like, I can't stand this minigame. And I hate the fruit one where you gotta press A or B, the decline to press one, or A to press one. I suck at that. And that's how my mama beat me. My mama whooped me in that game. She had like 13, I had 2. I hate luck minigames. Do they give you a category? Because I know that when you play the minigame one time,
there is a setting where you can get rid of the luck minigames.
Yeah, that's a blessing.
I know, that's the best thing Mario Party's ever done.
Yeah, it said no luck. When I looked at that setting and it said no luck, I was like, hallelujah.
You did not know.
But I want to play all of them because I didn't play. I play all because I don't have. I didn't play every single mini game. But when I play every single mini game, every time I play, no luck. Because I can't do it. And I didn't play a reverse mini game. Actually, yes, I did. We played the one with Cloud and we had to climb up. It was me versus Waluigi versus Rosalina. And let's just say Waluigi thought that the minigame was not reverse. Waluigi thought that the minigame was a real minigame that you had to survive. While Rosalina and me actually knew that it was a reverse minigame. Because there was no reason. He had like 30 seconds left and we had 2-1. I'm like, Waluigi, it's a reverse minigame. Get to it. Waluigi fucking so bad. It does not make sense.
Yes, it is.
I mean, he is overall, everything bad happened to him. We got to the end. Tell me why he only had one mini star. I'm not lying. One mini star. Because we float through like the whole half stage with him having zero mini stars. I'm like, Waluigi, please.
Waluigi. My Waluigis are always pretty dumb, too. They haven't been like, I feel like every time there's a, you're playing a Mario Party game, there's always that one that's almost as good as you or better, and then they're like those, that really dumb one, and then the other one that's pretty dumb, but usually the really dumb one and that one just keep fighting over third and fourth. Waluigi usually is number 3.
Yeah, he's so bad. I'm sorry, SC.
Actually, I like this because now I have an excuse as to why I lose. It's just inherent unluckiness that comes with playing as him.
Why do you play as Waluigi? He's lame. Go play as everyone's favorite, Spike.
I mean, just in any Mario game, basically.
Toad is evil in this game. When I was... Not only did he steal out my mini stars the one time, but when we were playing Whimsical Waters, He purposely rolled a low number so I would have to have no choice to go into like the unlucky zone. And I was just like this never ending line of losing stars, and I can just imagine Toad just in the background while I
So let's just say what character we play as. Before I unlock Toadette and Spike, I played as Toad.
I play as Rosalina and Toadette.
I did Toadette.
I didn't know you could. I didn't know you could actually unlock Toadette from the beginning. I didn't know you already had like a set amount of Mario Party points. So I played as Toad like one time, and now I always play as Toadette, but with Toad as one of my computers.
I play as. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh no! I'm just saying, like, since I unlocked Toadette, I play as her.
Oh, for me, I always play as Peach or Big Sexy Wario. I've been giving Spike a little bit of a chance, but I don't really like. I really don't.
Blasphemy.
Like him. So far only Waluigi, and then for computers, I always have DK because he's back. Woo! And
he's finally
usually
back.
New characters.
DK.
Do it. The donkey. Donkey.
Donkey.
So funny.
He's the leader of the bunch. You know him well. He's finally back to kick some tail.
DK.
His coconut gun can fire first. If he shoots you, it's gonna hurt.
Who's gonna hurt?
Donkey Kong. Okay, that's enough.
Oh my god, Toadette. Yes. But yeah, actually, I like having DK as a computer as well, just because it's so different to see him as a playable character. I'm so used to him just being on the sidelines, so I think it's so cool to have him back. Mm-hmm. I'm sure all the DK fans are really excited that DK's back.
Most of the time, I usually just play with one computer, like, just one-on-one, but when I play as four, I like to have Peach and Rosalina as my other two. I don't know why, I just like them. They're just there. Girls' night out plus Toad.
Yes.
So, how about that Mario Party tango?
Mini games.
Six seconds.
We already talked about mini games, but
we discussed them a little bit. But
yeah. How do you think the mini games fare out compared to Mario Party 9?
So
about
far,
the same.
I, I don't know. I think I like these better so far.
Is there fewer minigames than Mario Party 9? Because there are hardly any 2 versus 2 and 1 versus 3 ones that I've seen.
There's fewer in total, but you also have to remember that there wasn't 2 versus 2 in 9 or Bowser Party minigames. Although they had a lot of Bowser Jr. minigames, so I guess that makes up for it a little bit.
I wish the two... My favorites are the 1 versus 3... I guess if we're gonna name specific ones though, I don't remember what it's actually called. It's like mushroom something, and you like have these platforms that you have to tilt.
Oh,
into, that stupid minigame!
I love that one. That's so fun.
I hate being by myself in that minigame because I always lose. And then the ending with all you can't do any movement, and the mushrooms just falling, still counting.
The times I played that game, I was always on the team, and we always lost.
I love it. It's so fun. But the other one I like is it's a four-player game, and it's called Fruit of the Doom. And first of all, it looks really nice. And it's just you have to collect all these fruit but avoid the urchins that fall. And it looks really nice and really tasty. And my least favorite one is... Just because it's that game, I think it's called Flash Forward, and it's the camera-taking game, or the picture-taking game.
Oh, I hate that one.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that one. My mama knocked me off the platform. My mama knocked me off the platform. I know she didn't. She knocked me right off and stayed on there. I'm like, ooh, that shame. I'm like, that shame.
I gotta admit that Mario Party 10 has lots of fruit mini games, and it's making me hungry for some fruit. Like, I feel like getting a watermelon or getting some grapes. Like, it's really getting me hungry.
Yeah, they have one mini game where it's like you blow up a balloon, and they're almost always fruit.
Oh my god! Yeah. When I was playing that game, it was just me versus Toad, and I didn't do anything, and this dumbass just kept blowing his balloon until it exploded. I didn't do anything. I just sat there and just waited for something to happen. And it was just, it reminded me of those videos, Luigi wins by doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
I just literally...
Those are always the best.
I literally sat there and then this dumbass Toad computer just like...
Speaking of Toad, I want to go back to minigames, but just I want to mention this really quickly. Speaking of Toad, I love like when you start a Bowser minigame and like all you see all the all the team just running away like, ah! I love Toad's scream when he's running away from Bowser, you know, during the minigame selection. Do you guys know what I'm talking about, or am I not making sense?
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
But for minigames, really quickly, I wanted to mention this one, because I just played this. I can't believe I didn't play this yesterday. Watermelon Wailing? Wailing?
Wailing.
Yeah, whatever. It's so cute, like, everyone's just running around with a watermelon, and you have to be the one to, like, crack it open, get yourself a piece of the melon. I think that's so cute. A lot of minigames in Mario Party 10 are so cute, like... I'm like an 18-year-old guy, and I'm like, aw. I'm like going like, aw, like every second, just because every minigame like, is like
photo,
so cute.
That photo studio mode, though, it's adorable.
I didn't try it yet.
It's so fun.
Toadette's hair has physics in this game, so they move around when she moves around, and if you like drag her around, her hair just goes crazy. It's just like... It's so cute. I spent like a whole like half hour just making Toadette do these little like poses.
Mini games I like. Ooh. Yeah, it's quite silent because I gotta think.
Why don't we share what our first mini game was?
Who was my first minigame?
I don't remember my first minigame.
Oh, I remember mine. Mine was the golfing one with the bomb.
Mine was golf.
Oh, yeah, it was that one, too.
That was one of my first ones, but that my was, first one was the that one was, where you roll on the ball and you have to score soccer goals.
Thanks,
my first one was the golf one.
Mine was the golf one, too.
Okay, so the golf one's
I got 100%.
Woo. That one's a preset.
Or 500 points.
Maybe. I almost messed up. But then I messed up on one.
I feel like combo. I think that game is a preset or something. You know, like in Pokemon, I think it was X and Y, you always run into a Pidgey first. I think it's the same thing. That's weird that that game of all games is preset to be the first one, though.
They've never had it like that in any other game.
It was a fun game, though. That's a really fun one.
Yeah, I agree.
I could say there are really no minigames that I just want to get pissed off. Is that a luck minigame?
No.
Yes, there is.
Golfing one?
There is a luck minigame. It's the one with the apples and the bombs.
Oh, the Fruit Cahoots.
Yeah. That's kind of luck.
I felt like that was
strategy
like,
and luck.
I feel like that was like Womp Stomp minigame, like boss battle. I felt like it was exactly that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
I'm like, this is Womp. This is the minigame, the boss battle that I could not stand. This is the one I hate with a passion. I'm like, oh no, they brought it back. I like I wish the Toad in a Box one was kind of longer.
Toad in a Box? What?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Remnant. I was talking about, like, the new Toad in the Box one.
What's it called?
I have no idea what that is.
The one with the cube and you gotta input the code?
What?
I guess none of us have played that game
so
yet.
So confused.
Are you talking about the one with the mushroom, the flower, and then you have to put in the code to get through?
Yeah.
Okay, now I know what you're talking about. Yes, that's exactly like Toad in a Box, and it's so much fun.
I thought you had to do it in order.
Me too. I kept waiting, but I'm like, wait. Once I did it again, I'm like, wait. No, you don't have to do it in order. Oh my god, I went so much fun.
Yes, if you hit the Bowser one, it resets. I wish that it was longer. Because
yeah,
three,
me too. It's only three.
Three is nothing. Especially how the block roll is kind of like, if it would be four, it would be alright for me. I'm surprised nobody else played it.
No, I'm surprised. That's a really fun one. What's the name
of
it?
Games.
It's called Cube Code. Cube the Code? Something with Cube and Code.
Cube Encoder? I haven't played that one yet.
It's something with Cube and Code. I don't know what it's called. But let's consult the wiki. Because we gotta get the name right. We have to get the name. Cube. No, it's not Code. Where is that four player? It's not Dyson Dash.
Bowser's such an asshole. Rosalina just landed on a Bowser space and actually got like the win 10,000 mini stars one. And he just gave her one.
Yeah, he did that to my mama. My
that happened to
mad.
Me.
Oh man, everyone's landing on that fire space with Bowser. Like, everyone is losing.
Yeah, it's called Dyson Dash.
And now Peach just landed on
it. It's called Dyson Dash. But I think that's all. Has anybody experienced the Toad? I feel like the Toad room is kind of like, eh. And also, not the minigame. You know the one with the coins? Like, when you click Mario Party mode and it's the last mode? I mean, last option after the board maps and free play? That one? I don't know. Has anyone played it?
Oh, the coin thingy. I haven't played it.
I watched a video, but it was only 3 minigames. I'm like, what the point of that mode if there's only you can play 3 minigames? Unless you can set it. I don't know if you can set it or not, but all day I know it's kind of stupid if it's only 3 minigames. But overall thoughts about Mario Party 10?
I like it more than Mario Party 9.
I agree with that. So close. I needed a free... Like, even with Mario Party mode, I felt like it's a lot better than Mario Party 9.
Yes, yeah.
Yes, it is.
I can see myself playing it again. Yeah.
Although, there's a lot of fiascos with half your mini-stars. It just feels like, when you lose half your mini-stars, you can still win. Even when it's at the end.
By Bowser.
Even when it's at the end, you still feel like you can win. I don't know how, but it's possible. Now,
with the reverse minigame or like you landing on a steel space, you know, there's always like a chance that you still have a chance at winning. So,
And battle half your mini stars when that appears so frequently. Does that appear frequently for y'all? When Bowser event appears frequently?
Lose half your mini stars for me.
Lose half. That's a revolution, even though it never happens. Reverse minigame. That's revolutions where it equalizes everyone's mini stars.
I usually get give 10 to last place. And usually the person in last place is me, so I'm like, wow, thanks, Bowser! Maybe he's not such a bad guy after all. And then next time I get a Bowser, I get like half my mini stars. It's like, fuck you, Bowser.
For me, it's battle half mini stars. Always battle half mini stars. Every single time. Battle for happy mini stars. Battle for happy mini stars. Battle for happy mini stars. There was never a game we didn't battle for half of our mini stars. I'm like, oh my god, can we just stop doing this? It just gets so aggravating when you do it constantly. I did play a reverse minigame yet.
I haven't played one yet. I haven't even seen it available.
Yeah, I haven't played one yet. I want to. It sounds fun. I like the reverse minigame.
No. I just said, wait, no, I played one. Not with my mom. That's why I wanted to play a reverse minigame with my mom. We didn't play one with my mom. I just played it by myself. It was that one with the cloud and you got fire up and dash, all the things that come to you.
The fuzzies.
Yes. Those are the names. That was my mom. My mama asked me what are some things called, and I was like, I don't know at the moment. I'm like, you know, I'm bad with names. But I feel like it's better than Mario Party 10 because I don't know. I said better than Mario Party 10. I feel like it's better than Mario Party 9.
Mario Party 10 is so good. It's better than Mario Party 10.
Whoa. Best game ever. 10 out of 10.
It got mediocre. Let's talk about the ratings it got. Like, I saw somebody give it 2 out of 5. I'm still trying to figure out why is it 2 out of 5. I feel like many people felt bamboozled with the game because some people bought it and, like, it's like, eh. But
well,
I can't wait for
it helps that. Well, if this is for me, but it helps that I played Mario Party 9 like completely right before I tried Mario Party 10, so you can see the differences and the little things that they changed that make it so much better. But for a lot of people, they played Mario Party 9 3 years ago, never played it again, then played this and said, "Oh, it's basically the same thing."
Mm,
so yeah. That's something to keep in mind. But, I mean, they're still very, very similar. One thing I will say about Mario Party 10 is that there seems to be a lack of content. But then you think about it, then you have, like, Bowser Party, Mario Party, Amiibo Party. So you have a lot there, but then, like, the minigame modes and extra stuff, that seems very lacking. So I guess there's a trade-off, but still seems like there's not a lot.
It seemed like they did with Mario Party Island Tour, how it felt like it's somewhat incomplete. Well, Mario Party Island Tour felt incomplete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this one is just lacking things. It's like you could have did more, but you didn't do more.
Minigame-wise, they should have done more.
Yeah, they boosted the minigames in Mario Party mode, because I feel like we played 30 minigames. It always a minigame. Like, even when you start Airship, for me, when I start Airship Central, the first space we land on is the first space. It's like happened every time I played it. That's the first space you land on. We always roll a 5.
Your luck is different than mine, then.
Oh, me and my mom last night when I said that we played like 30 minigames, trust me, believe we were tired of minigames. We got tired. We got tired of playing the minigames, so we were like, get it just in. And even when you land on the green space, oh, a minigame box is under it. I'm like, oh my god. I'm like, please, can we just stop this? So many. At least they made it a little bit more fun. And I feel like the DLC, it better not be characters. I would be mad if they give a DLC for characters. I'm like, really? What type of DLC will y'all want?
Minigame DLC.
I would want DLC to make Toadette and Daisy, Waluigi, whatever. All the characters who didn't get compatible Amiibo Party Amiibos. You can't even, like, make them...
Even Spike. Even make
them I agree.
Even Spike. You know, you gotta have all of them.
Yeah.
I'd even buy Spike, and I'm not going to.
I didn't buy him either. I only want a Toadette. I had to free her.
For me, what... For... Free yes! Her. No toad trafficking.
Stop
right?
toad trafficking.
I was talking to Toadette about
free
that.
Free the toad!
Yes! free the toads. Hashtag free the toads. For me, what type of DLC would I like? I really don't think they're going to make DLC. If they do, it's going to be just for Amiibo Party, and that's it. I guarantee you people who are saying, like, oh, I want character DLC, I want minigame DLC, that's not going to happen.
Sorry, Birdo fans.
And if it does happen, Yeah, I'm a Birdo fan, first and foremost, so I'm disappointed Birdo wasn't in this game. I don't think they're going to add Birdo either. But,
Birdo's ugly.
If it does... Now, that is extremely racist against the Birdo race, so don't say that. But ultimately,
Birdo
really...
is ugly, it's not racist.
Oh my god, can I speak, please?
It's true. Looking like an elephant got her trunk cut off.
If they do DLC, and I'm wrong, then you can point in my face and be ha-ha in your face, alright? But I really do not think that they are gonna do DLC, and that's just my opinion. Other than for Amiibo Party, if that's a thing, but that's it.
Yeah, I already pretty much said my spiel.
DLC for board maps. They need more board maps and Amiibo Party. They need
more boards.
And they need a setting. They need a setting for Amiibo Party that allow you to play for more turns.
Hear.
Yes,
more turns.
Yeah, have a setting. I know you can do it because you can do it with any game. You can just put. Please, what freaking Mario Kart 8? You put a whole menu on there for me, dedicated for like the pre-orders and such, so you can do it. You can easily go up into the code and change a number around, because that's what you really did. You're just gonna put the turn there. You're gonna have a meter where they can put in a number, and that number would set the board map turns maximum. It's easy to do, so don't act like it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Us programmers know how easy it is, because it's only a number. So don't do it. You just have the number set to 10, whereas it's hard-coded. Mario Party in general has the tendency to hard... Not even that. Mario in general. Like, all the games, Super Mario 64 and all that such, it has the tendency to hard-code things.
Yeah.
Whereas there's no variables. It's literally hard-coded, whereas you can't switch it. Especially with Super Mario 64 DS and... The first edition of New Super Mario Bros. For the DS. Everything is hard-coded. We know it is. The only way you hard-code it so no one else can edit it. But we edit it, of course, because we smart like that. And also, they need innovative people. Because me and Honey Bunches was talking about this. Like, you need innovation. Like, I felt like some of the aesthetics of this board match were basically for Mario Party 9.
Like, oh, yeah, we were talking about that.
It's like, can we have one, like, if it's in, I feel like we said it before, like, in this, space, not Bowser Station, like, where Rosalina says, yeah, Rosalina, give us something like the
Comet Observatory.
Yes,
so
give
fun.
Something like yeah. that. Because we need innovation. I'm getting tired of seeing
music room, but someday.
I mean, yes. They could do things, they could base things off of already previously established stuff. They could do, like, a Toad Town thing, like, where it's, like, oh, like, a town of toads, and, like, you're
that,
going through the village
of
Toad Town. Yeah, I mean, Toad Town, town of toads.
Or put something for, it'd be funny if they take from Paper Mario, like, take some pieces from Paper Mario, things of that nature. Like, you got so many games, take from it.
Yeah, that would make people even more likely to go back to those games because they'll be reminded of, like, oh, hey, that's from Paper Mario. Hey, I want to play that game again. So, you know, I think it'd be really cool if they did things like that.
Yeah, because they need more innovation. They need people with creative minds. No shade, IndieCube. But they need people with some type of innovative minds where they could think. Because you got the programs. The only thing the programs do is just compile what people thought. But I feel like it's better than Mario Party 9. Mediocre? No. How some people say it was mediocre, it's not mediocre.
No, it's not mediocre.
There are some disappointments,
but I feel like the
flawed.
Thing that... A lot of things that I see people complain a lot about are, like, the hub. Like it looks boring, and it's like, well, it's just a main menu. Who cares?
One thing we gotta admit, alright, this is such a small complaint, but, you know, you gotta admit that the character roster is so much better than previous Mario Parties.
Yes. Yeah. I agree with that.
Yes.
Why Spike? Why not Bowser? Yeah, or Boo? Not Bowser. Boo or Dry
You could even put Shy Guy over freaking Spike, and I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
And I can't stand Shy Guy.
A lot of Dry Bones Amiibo, though.
And my thing is, some of the views, they had high expectations for the game, and I feel like some of them were kind of biased, because when you do statistics and things of that nature, you're supposed to come there with a clear mindset. Like, you can still give your little tidbits here, like, what you expected things, but when you give a rating, it's supposed to be or Bison. I felt like many people with their reviews, they had so high of expectation that their ratings were kind of like due to their expectations being low, being high, and the actual things they got are low. So I felt like some of the ratings were kind of shady. Like they had it. You know how you have higher expectations for a person, and then after the things they actually do is minimalistic, so whereas you're like, really? Like, really? We were rooting for you, Mad Party 10! We were all rooting for you! You sat up here with a defeatist attitude? Like, you can't read that? Or if anybody got what that joke was. I think no one here understands that joke.
Am I right? I just awkwardly laughed.
Tyra Banks, when she was cussing out Tiffany.
Oh, yeah, okay, now I get that. I remember that scene. We were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
But I think we can end it off here because we just basically went over the whole Mad Party 10. So, get your Mad Party 10s up in stores and Walmart and things of that nature. I recommend it.
Steal it from Best Buy.
Is it the best?
Yes, I recommend it.
I don't know, it's up to you to decide.
Yeah. You have to play it to find out.
Yeah. Also, Ezzy, can I tell the children what happened?
Uh-oh, what happened?
No, about how I got the game.
Oh, sure, I guess.
Oh, sure? Gosh, this is going to be so sappy. Oh, my God.
Are you sure? Well,
what happened? It's up to you. I don't care.
Oh, yes, I can say it.
I haven't heard the story, so to me.
I got the game because of Ezzy. I'm going to cry, Ezzy! Stop! I'm going to cry! Oh my God, I'm going to cry. Don't do it. I don't want to cry on the podcast. Oh my God, let me stop. I'm going to cry.
Do you want me to explain it?
Yes, please.
Okay, I was going to have an early copy of this game because I was going to get an early review copy so I can review the game. Yes. And Nintendo told me that they would send me an early copy or whatever, review copy, like a week and a half ago, digital copy. And I was waiting and waiting and waiting, and nothing ever came. So on yesterday morning, I went and bought the game. And while I was out, they sent it to me after I bought it and opened it. So I had this extra code. And I had to do something with it. So, I was like, does anybody want it? And Darkwood was being very nice and humble about it. But he ultimately got the download code, and yes, that's what happened. I'm still going to review the game, so it's not like I'm breaking any rules or something.
Oh my God, I'm crying! I can't do it!
My gosh, that's so nice! He didn't have to do it, but he did it. Oh my God,
nice guy,
nice.
SZ. Oh, again.
It's really...
It had me crying! I was sitting in the bed crying when I got the cold. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Crying tears of joy? Or like literally crying?
Oh,
or both?
Tears, both.
Oh my God!
Well, now he has the money to get some amiibos. So there we go. So I think this was great.
Yay!
Yes, and he had me crying. So it was probably like a double win for him. A win-win. Oh my God. I can't dawn on it because I'm crying more.
Oh my gosh, come on!
I can't dawn on it. So
this is stupid now.
News of the community. We got an NPO. Oh, you want to go ahead?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't think we have any news. Like, did anything happen this last week?
Nintendo is going to be making mobile apps, and
oh yeah,
yes.
They're working with some stupid company that I never heard of about it. And they're also doing, they're working with that company on their new Club Nintendo substitute, and it's also somehow the Club Nintendo substitute, and supposedly the mobile games are going to be working with Nintendo's newest system, which I think is called, like, NXD in code terms.
It's just NX. And it's NX. Just, that's literally, that's it. And nobody should get excited for this because I think it's obvious that they're already working on their next console. Like, they do that after they released the Wii U, they were working on this. So this is no surprise at all.
Yeah.
Also, I think people are like, oh, the Wii U is just getting started. The Wii U has already been out for 2.5 years. So if this thing came out in 2 years, that'd be about almost 5 years with the Wii U. And that's typically how long you have consoles for. So this isn't that surprising.
Yeah, in children's term, it's just learn to speak.
Yeah, and some people felt like they did that with the Wii. But like when it was at their high point, they dropped the Wii, which I don't feel like they did that at all.
But no, I don't think like so that. Either.
So people feel like that. I'm like, well, it's going to take years for them to do the system. And I don't know. They probably do smartphones because right now smartphones are like the thing that's up there because we all play games on our smartphones. So I'm like, yeah, kind of a good investment. So who knows what may happen. And that's probably like the biggest news of it all. On the site, though, we have community night.
Woo, more Luigi's Mansion. I hope you guys had fun playing.
I didn't play.
I don't think anyone played.
Actually, can we go over... because I did the whole countdown to Mario Party 10 stuff, and that finally finished.
Oh,
finally.
Yes.
Because that was a lot of work. We had a bunch of polls, and you can submit your own entries for the different questions I had, like favorite minigame, favorite boards, favorite characters, blah, 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 blah. And it was a pain in the butt. Some of you didn't read.
Can I clock the T? Oh, you about to clock the T. Go ahead, read them.
Wait, what happened?
Because
Not nice.
It is nice because they didn't read the rules and they made a pain in the butt.
It's not nice, but it's truth.
Not it's, nice truth.
You can read them because mine's yeah. too nice.
What do you mean? So
which do we read?
Oh, because like, my thing is, Ez had to go through hell putting this together, compiling all this because not due to the fact that it's extensive. Because I think that if everything was the way it was supposed to be, I think it would have been a lot easier for Ez to do so. When he said items, you're supposed to get the item name. What the hell is a ZAAP? And I'm not being mean or anything of that nature, but it requires a certain skill, which is called reading and analyzing. And being able to understand what's being asked.
What, you never heard of the Zeep? You never heard of the Zeep orb?
What's a Z? What is a Zeep?
And they didn't have orb at the end. They just said ZAAP.
Oh,
yeah. That's another problem. Like you'll write Wiggler. I'm like, there's a capsule. There's a flutter. Is that what you wanted? Like I.
It's.
There's a motorcycle driving by, and I didn't get to leave the mic in time, so you're gonna hear that motorcycle.
It's like, I don't want to be, I'm not being rude or anything, or being a prude, but if this, can you what? Read? People don't read. I'm like, some people don't read. We know who, we can name one person who don't read.
Don't be the person, boo.
Which we're not going to do.
I wasn't talking about it. What's this?
Oh my gosh, we need to get out of this topic. I will say that for the minigames, people did a really good job because I wanted the full name because I didn't want to go searching for, like, did you get this right or whatever? And mostly everyone did a good job. There was one submission, and I'm going to read it right now, that I was like, come on. There's no name attached to it, so it's not being mean or anything. Somebody wrote the cake one in Mario Party 3. Which I don't know what that is. The blooper one in Mario Party 6. The crane game, the tropical island in Mario Party 10.
Why didn't you just search up the names?
The cake one is obvious in Mario Party 3.
No, game guy, sweet UNC. Surprise. I meant the commenter. Sorry.
Oh. And that was mine, for your information.
Oh, well, shame on you. Now we're going to shame you live.
No. It wasn't me. I'm joking. I forgot which one I said. I did, like, the snowball summon, I think.
The cake one for Mario Party 3? Which one is that?
Game guy, sweet surprise. Would the Chain Chomps eat the cake?
Oh,
I would have never thought the Game Guy mini games. I would have never thought of those. That's...
Which
one was the other one? The blooper one for where?
From 6. I know which one that is.
Oh yes.
Got boat one.
What?
What? I was going through the characters, and Boo, like, the character got number one, but Toadette only got
spoiling
five.
Stuff again.
I don't care.
I was going to so... He's doing this.
I don't
well, since
care.
You were saying,
I do not care.
I'm gonna quickly go through some of these results. Like for the characters, I'll just do the top five. Top five is 5 Toadette, 4 Luigi, 2 Two is Yoshi and Daisy.
Yeah, like
and number one is Boo.
Yes, that they did it right.
Boo, yes.
They did it right.
For items, like five number five was...
Five Toadettes all in a row. I want Rosalina in that mix somewhere. Can she be number five and just four Toadettes?
No!
Boo, we weren't talking to you.
For I'm items... Surprised. Focus. Focus. Items. Number five was Slowstrom Orb. Number four was Boo Bell. Yes. Number three was the bit size candy.
I love that one. That one's so fun.
Yeah, that's good.
Number two was the golden mushroom, and number one was the magic lamp. And all these were kind of categories because there were items that were kind of similar, so they all added in with that.
The magic lamp.
Spaces. This was kind of a weird one to do, but it was kind
of
fun.
There are
number
a lot
five
of spaces
was...
in Mario Party for those of you who aren't aware.
Bowser Space.
Yeah, number five is the Bowser Space. Number four is Chance Time.
What?
Space. Number three is the Lucky Space. Yay. Number two is the Blue Space. And number one is the Happy
Space. Really? Source. Why is Blue Space even on there?
Everyone likes Blue Space.
It's not
Blue Space. That should be a given.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather land on Blue Space than a Red Space, but still, it's just a Blue Space. Lucky Space should be more higher than that.
We did boards last time, so we don't have to go through that. And for mini games, these are in order of votes, so from lowest to highest. Batman had over 5 votes. There were many that had like 1 vote, 2 votes, 3 votes. So these are all the ones that had over 5. So first we have Toadstool Titan, then Bumper Balls, then Coney Island.
Yes.
Fun Run.
That's my favorite.
Coney Island's my favorite. Fun Run's my favorite too.
Fun Run's so good.
Platform Peril, Sky Jinx.
Yes.
Upon a Star.
Yes.
Toad in a Box.
Yes.
No.
Hexagon Heat.
Yes.
Facelift. And then the one with the most votes, which surprised me, Granite Getaway.
I don't remember that name.
Yes! It's a lot of action. I like that minigame.
Wait, how do you pronounce it?
Granite Getaway.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I pronounced it wrong for years.
It's Granite Getaway.
Say it.
I'm not going to say it, SC.
Do you say Granite?
No, I didn't say that. I meant that. Do I look like I'm that stupid?
Granite?
No. Move on. Come on.
Okay, that's it. I hope everyone enjoyed the countdown stuff because that actually took a lot of work at times.
Fun
and
run,
it was
though.
A challenge for me to keep doing it every single day. I was late a lot, but I got it done.
Play Fun Run. It's so fun.
Why is that mushroom mix up there? It's exactly the same as Hexagon Heat.
It is.
It is, but I wasn't combining any of these. I mean, it would have been in the list anyway, so it's not like it was left out.
And I guess that's all the New Listening community we have. And should we do what have you been doing?
Yes, because we haven't done it in 3 weeks.
Okay.
Dang, we haven't?
No, I think 1 week or 2 weeks.
No,
like
it was the week before last.
Oh, well, I've been playing Mario Party 10.
I have not done much.
For me, oh my God. Okay, let me quickly talk about this. All right, if you dare to go on my YouTube channel, I need you... All right, you, the viewer, to go watch my, my Mario Party 9 playthrough, because I'm, like, re-going through, like, Mario Party 9, playing through it and whatnot, and getting myself pissed off, of course. I was playing Boo's Horror Castle, and this is how me and Boo thought of the theory that Waluigi has horrible luck, because I was playing Boo's Horror Castle, and pretty much, while I was playing as Waluigi... Alright, and Waluigi has the worst luck in history, alright? We circled around that end part for, like, 3 to 4 times, alright? I needed more than a 1 at one point. I needed more than a 1. I needed anything that wasn't a 1. Guess what I got?
A 1.
Freaking 1.
A 1.
I was, like, literally going out of my mind. My voice was going so high. I was like, what? What? And, like, I just couldn't. I had to step away from the game for, like, literally 3 seconds because I'm like, I couldn't process what just happened. I was in fourth place, and I needed anything that wasn't a 1, and I got a 1. I'm like...
That sounds like Mario Party 9, so...
Gotta step away. Step away calmly. I just literally had to step away. And then, I don't want to spoil the end, but at the end, massive bullcrap happens after the boss and after the bonus stars are given out. So, I'm not gonna spoil what happens, but you need to just go check it out and see the nonsense for yourself. It's literally Same. The biggest nonsense in the world. I love Peach, but Peach, Shy Guy, and Luigi in that match were really douchebags. Shy Guy is the trash of the earth, and I cannot stand Luigi. I really cannot stand him. But I really cannot stand Shy Guy either. But yeah, go check that out. The video is called Mario Party 9, Boo's Horror Castle, Master Computers, Waluigi. Go check it out and just literally see me losing my mind, because I lose my mind towards the end after we circled for the first two times.
That's hilarious.
Other than that, SC, we were in a podcast, right? We were in a podcast recently?
Yes, that's correct.
And don't you want to say what podcast we were in?
Yes, I do, because it's actually, we did a big Mario Party special, two episodes. We went over every single Mario, well, that's not true, Mario Party 1 through 9, and we gave our comments on all the boards, and it was very, very, very interesting to have something like that, because I don't think we've ever done something like that.
No, we haven't. Sunset Flip Show. Go check it out. It's on there. I don't think it's on the really very, like, the top part of the page. You have to, like, go down a bit, or, like, you'll find it. Pretty much, it says Super Zambezi and Spider Star. Spider Star, you, yes. And that was really fun. It split into two parts, all right? The first part is us going through Mario Party 1, 2, and 3. And the second part is us going through 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. All right, so, you know, go check that out. It was really bodacious and ostentatious. Very fun, very juicy. And yeah, that's pretty much all I gotta say about it. And is there anything else going on? Other than that, I've just been playing Mario Party 10. Thank God I was able to get some KFC yesterday. Thank the Lord. Yeah. Alright, because usually... What? What'd you say, Boo? I thought you said I'm like, what? yeah, I got myself 5 Chicken Littles. Without mayonnaise, of course. I cannot stand mayonnaise. Mayonnaise is so gross. It's so disgusting.
If you eat mayonnaise, we don't like you.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, we do not like people. Do you like... It depends, because if you just like mayonnaise, it's fine. But if you like lots of mayonnaise, that's nasty.
I like lots of mayonnaise.
Like, if you're one of those people who can eat...
I eat sandwiches.
Can you eat
sandwiches with just mayonnaise on them?
You've been
Can you eat just... Can you eat a spoonful of mayonnaise?
Okay, I wouldn't do that. I need to have it on something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm gagging. Mayonnaise.
Yeah, exactly. I gag all the time.
That's kind of gross.
That's nasty.
Like, you wouldn't eat a spoonful of ketchup or a spoonful of mustard, so...
I eat relish. Exactly.
Relish is different. Relish is different, because it's kind of, like, solid, too.
And it's good. It's pickle. I love pickles.
Other than that, that's all there is for moi.
I already said that.
Codette?
I haven't been doing much. Just Mario Party.
Mario Party?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's it for everyone.
Yay!
That's Mario Party 10 in a nutshell.
I didn't speak, hold on.
I thought you did!
That's so rude, Boo! After he... Oh, wow.
That was a joke.
You gotta say sorry 3 times to SC.
I'm sorry.
No, 10 times! To celebrate Mario Party 10, you gotta say sorry 10 times. Do it, right now.
I gotta say sorry 10 times?
Say 10 times! No, SC. Do it, Boo. Do it.
Sorry.
Boo has to do it. Do it, Boo.
Sorry times 10.
That doesn't count.
Okay, that counts. Whatever. I have been recording gameplay from every single Mario Party game because I'm making a video retrospective.
Wow.
It's like 10 minutes of Mario Party footage, clips. It's like a montage. I got a YouTuber. His channel is called Ray Musification. I asked him to do a Mario Party medley for us, and he did it. And you actually can go listen to it right now. It's going to be in the video. It has a tune from each Mario Party game in there, and it's orchestrated, and it sounds amazing, and it has Deep Looper C in there, so
yes!
it makes it sound so great. But yes, that's what I've been doing. That's why I played Mario Party 9 yesterday, and... Yeah. Also, have one more thing to say. A few weeks ago, maybe at the start of this month, I think, me and Dark Boo, and I think Staryu was there? I'm not sure. We played Mario Party 5, Pirate Dream, Yoshi Hat, a bunch of BS, 10 stars.
That crap.
It was
crap.
Ridiculous.
Yes. That crap. A game let me...
Well, I think we've talked about it, but my point here is that Dark Boo said he would never play that game again. Fast forward 3 weeks later, about last week, and we were playing Toy Dream.
What, you guys didn't tell me you guys were playing Mario Party 5? Wow. Oh my god.
I think this was late at night. Like, 3.
How late? Oh, okay, never mind. I was saying, like, wait, how late could it possibly be?
Okay. We play really late at night, but we played that, and there was a bunch of BS there. That game is just very slow. I was falling asleep while playing. And then after that, we played, what is it called? The Beach Volley?
Beach Volley.
Yeah, we played that for an hour because we would not quit until we won against hard computers.
We suck.
Oh, that is so bad.
We played for an entire hour just trying to win. And we did it. That's why you don't give up, people. Besides that, I think that's it. So.
Oh, really quickly. Me and Boo, we played Mario Party 3. We did Woody Woods. We played that like a week. We played like a week ago, I think. I was Daisy. Boo was Luigi. Or Yoshi? No, I think it was Luigi. And of course, we had SC was there. He was Waluigi, and of course, we had Donkey. No, Donkey. We had Donkey. I was doing very well during that game. I was very happy about it. But then at the end, Boo got all 3 bonus stars. I was like, oh, he got minigame star, he got coin star, he got happening star. I'm like, damn, Boo, really? And he won the whole game, and I was just floored at Boo's skills at getting bonus stars.
Ooh, that was the game where I held the plunder chest.
Forever! It stole my magic lamp! What? It stole my magic lamp!
I did steal the magic lamp.
I held it since the second turn, I think, or the third turn, and then on the second to last turn, I stole his magic lamp. It gives you a lot of power. I didn't realize how much power you actually have with that thing.
We were crawling on our knees, waiting for SC to use it on the chest.
I was scared constantly.
I kept on buying mushrooms.
They think I'm so stupid because they're like, oh, hey, you should go do this. And, oh, hey, I think it's time to use this. And they try to trick me into doing all these things.
Boo tricked me more than I did that time.
You could have stole most of that magic lamp, but you didn't.
Yeah, you didn't. Because you forgot.
No, it's not because I didn't forget. Donkey Kong, who was the computer, he had a magic lamp, but he had 5 coins, so I thought, oh, he's not going to use it. He also had 2 other items, so it's not a guarantee.
He used it the next turn.
He used it. So I'm like, what? I didn't know that computers would try to get rid of it if you had a plunder chest.
Wow.
Is that all?
The podcast.
Is that all?
That's all.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I was done, like, a while ago.
You were still talking, you were not done.
Anyway.
Oh, that's
Boo,
it?
Boo, what's the ending information?
Okay, we can go to the ending information now. Are you sure, Etsy, that's all?
Oh, you're totally opening up right now.
Okay. You can... Oh, God. Do I remember it? You can subscribe to us and rate us on iTunes. I know that one. I know that part. You can subscribe to us and rate us on iTunes. I only know that part, but my head is not working.
You
I
can
know
also
that part.
Follow us on MarioPartyLegacy.com, you know, all that stuff for your Mario
and the
Party
podcast.
Needs.
Yes,
and
the podcast Lost Levels at MarioPartyLegacy.com.
Yes.
No, the Lost Levels at MarioPartyLegacy.com.
Yes.
Yes. Did I say that wrong?
Yes, you did.
Oh, my God. MarioPartyLegacy.com. The Lost Levels. MarioPartyLegacy.com.
Yes.
Oh, boy. And, my information if I... No, I'm not going to say the numbers again. Dark Boo. I never say the numbers. Dark Boo on YouTube. I have the video up where I played Mad Party 9 with Mom Dukes. And let's just say she was not happy. She was not happy. Nintendo Network, Dark Boo 007, and Twitter, Dark Boo 007.
I think it's sad that I know your... I don't know my family members' phone numbers by heart, but I know your YouTube phone number by heart. 516-974-3494.
Yes!
I know it by heart. That's so sad. Okay, you could follow me everywhere in the whole universe, even on the frozen sea. I am Spider Star You on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, Nintendo Network, and Google Plus. Yes, make sure you're following my Twitter account and of course Tumblr. I actually haven't really been posting too much this week, but I'll post more today. So yes, please follow me on Tumblr. It is spiderstudy.tumblr.com, and that's all my links.
As for me, you can follow me on Nintendo Network, COMPETE, compete, and you can follow my Tumblr at Greninja. I changed it back from the URL I used forever ago, Greninja.tumblr.com, and then I have my Steven Universe blog, which is just La Pace Your Pants, which is my old URL. So basically, I switched URLs because I always had Greninja like as an alternate blog. So in case anybody stupid enough would actually want to take such a horrid URL, they wouldn't be able to. So it's just my personal is Greninja, and then I just reblog all the Steven Universe stuff I see onto lapisyourpants.tumblr.com.
You can find me at Super Samusy on Twitter and YouTube and Nintendo Network and where and almost everywhere else.
You can follow me on Tumblr at unofficial toadette. And check out my Instagram, _toadette_. And you can check out my Nintendo Network at Toadette Wii U. That's W-E-E. I've been posting a lot of Mario Party 10 pictures, mostly from Photo Studio, and they're all of Toadette.
Blah. Blah.
And that's the end. Goodbye,
everybody. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.
I love making Toadette's balls hit her in the face.
Hey everyone, this is Soul of the Lost Levels, and I'm speaking on behalf of all of them because next week we're doing something extremely special. We want you, the community, to tell us how you thought Mario Party 10 was. We have been discussing a lot about Mario Party 10, and we think it's time for you, the community, to discuss how you liked the game. How do you think it fared? Next week, we are having a podcast where a couple of you, hopefully, will be on the podcast, and you can discuss what you thought the game did right and what it did wrong, etc. A few of us, or most of us at least, will be on it, but we want some of you guys to be on it. So if you do, here's where you need to go. Even if you're not a part of the community usually, and you just listen to the podcast off of iTunes, we want you to tell us how you thought about Mario Party 10. What was it good, what was not. So, here's what you're going to need to do, and what you'll need. First, you're going to need to go to thelostlevels.mariopartylegacy.com, and it probably explains all I'm saying as well, but you need to hear it through your ear holes as well, because maybe that'll stick in your brain. So, go to thelostlevels.mariopartylegacy.com. We'll probably have the application already set up, but what you're going to need... before you even start, you're going to need to get a program called Audacity. I'm using it right now to record what I'm saying. It's magic. So you're going to need Audacity, which is what we use for the podcast. You're also going to need something that goes hand-in-hand with it called the Lame MP3 Encoder. Search that up and you'll find it. Basically allows you to export Audacity files like this into MP3s, which are really smaller files that are easier to work with when we edit the podcast. So please get that. And then finally, to give us your files, the MP3 files, you're going to need to get a Mediafire account. MediaFire.com. Super simple to get an account for. It's free. It's standard sign-up thing. I don't think they ask for anything weird. So it's, they give you a lot of storage as well. It's almost like a cloud, like the iCloud, you know? Upload your files through there. We can get them when you copy the link over to us, and we're all happy. So, we, all of the Lost Levels, want to hear you guys on the podcast. We want to hear what you say, and what better time than now, and what better person to say, hey, you matter, because I was a community person myself, and now I'm a Lost Level. So, you can at least be on one podcast, and maybe we'll keep you in the back of our pocket, and you can join in again later. So, finally, go to thelostlevels.mariopartylegacy.com and apply there in the comments. We'll try you out, see if you're good enough, and you can join the podcast. Just make sure you get those things as well. Lame MP3 encoder, Audacity, and Mediafire account. That is all. Goodbye.